Hello and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Going into the legislative session, how to pay for the escalating cost of rail was the overshadowing issue. Now, with one more day left in the session, whether there can be any agreement on how to do it is setting up a cliffhanger ending. The proffered plan by the House on Friday to increase the transit accommodations tax to 12% met with resistance from the Senate, which prefers the extension to the general excise tax. Yesterday, an amendment by Henry Aquino, the chair of the House Conference Committee, advanced only a 1% increase to the TAT. Curiously, though, both Friday's and yesterday's House announcements mentioned that members of the hotel industry had been consulted. Earlier today, we consulted Mufi Hanneman, president and CEO of the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association, and I asked him if that included his organization.
That was not the case. The Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association represents over 170 hotels, and we are the largest private sector visitor industry organization in the state. No one in my capacity in working here, my staff, or our officers were consulted, so we were very much in the dark, like many legislators that first heard about the first proposal, which was a 2.75% increase last week, as well as the latest one that was proffered yesterday at 1%. We were not consulted or apprised or part of the loop.
And do you have any idea that anybody else in the hotel industry might have been?
I think it was Hawaii Tourism Authority, because they were going to have a press conference and they had invited the president and CEO of the Hawaii Tourism Authority to that press conference. But if he was consulted, he did not apprise any one of us with respect to what that position is. And so we convened an emergency meeting yesterday with our officers, our chair-elect, and our incoming chair, and we all came to the same conclusion that we remain steadfast that the TAT should not be the funding source for rail. They should take it from the general excise tax.
So why wait until yesterday, as opposed to when this came out on Friday?
We went on the record on Friday.
But we didn't get any public response, at least the press release, until Monday?
We immediately responded on Friday when we heard about it, as like everyone did. We were very active in making sure that they all understood this, because, as I said, the first idea to do a increase of 2.75, we heard about it 11:30, and we immediately expressed our sentiments, as well as went on the record, issued a statement that we were opposed to it. We did not wait. They knew all about it. In fact, we were very active in trying to get one of the houses, if not both of them, to go back to the general excise tax as the funding source. And so the net result, which was happening in the Senate yesterday by 60-9 vote, we were very involved and actively involved in making sure that we could have at least some elected officials take that position of the general excise tax.
The counterargument is that if you use the general excise tax, then it becomes disproportionately unfair to the elderly and to those who can least afford it, poor people, etc. How do you answer that argument?
Well, you know, no one wants a tax increase of any sort, but if you look at all the options, whether it's the real property taxes at the city, whether it's the general excise tax, or whether it's the transient accommodations tax, you need to also look at it in terms of the fairness argument. It's not just the tourists that have the opportunity, I say, to ride rail. It's basically being done for the local residents of Hawaii to give us another option, another alternative. And I've always maintained, whether I was mayor or now in the private sector and heading up the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association, that's the fairest tax to bill rail, because the tourists pay it as well as the local folks pay it. And I really believe that's not a major tax hit at all. Yes, I'm very concerned whenever we talk about our most vulnerable parts of the population that are going to be assessed a tax of this sort. But, you know, it's a matter of fairness to us. That tax for the tourists that we assess for our tourists is a tax that should be going for tourism-related purposes. I fail to see the nexus directly with rail, because it's not even going to Waikiki yet. And secondly, that they're trying to also take monies to set aside for education. As much as we all want to support education, that's another raid on the transient accommodations tax. And the economy is going to start to slow down with respect to tourism numbers. We all know that. We're starting to see that. And more importantly, the GET is a more reliable source of funding. The TAT is highly volatile. If you get 9 million tourists, there's no guarantee you'll get 9 million tourists the following year. It could dip. It could drop. Whereas the general excise tax is much more dependable, much more reliable, and I think it's fair.
That said, would you be open to any sort of compromise in increasing the TAT a little bit? I mean, as we saw yesterday with the Aquino amendment, would that at all be something that you would entertain if it came down to either doing it or not?
It would be nice to be at the table. It would be nice to be asked our opinion and then sort of sit down. I mean, we all want to, see projects in our community succeed. We all want to see a better quality of life, but we have to be at the table. We can't be told after the fact, and that's the problem that we have here, and also extends to members of the legislature. I mean, you have the legislators from the neighbor islands who are kind of concerned about this TAT assessment, because one of the arguments that they put forth to oppose it is that neighbor island hotels are going to pay the TAT, but it's not going to be any direct benefit to them, because it's going to go to pay for the Oahu rail system. And I think that's a very fair argument. So what they all need to do is we have to sit down and not just have a few make these decisions, but, get everyone's input so we can all figure out, what we can put on the table and come up with a common sense solution that will be fair, equitable, and something that we can all support.
Do you have any idea why you're not at the table?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you
I don't have to be at
all?
The table. It could be other members of the industry, but they have to have standing. If the conversations were held with the Hawaii Tourism Authority, we go to bat for them big time, because it's all about protecting their marketing funds. Anytime you talk about taking marketing funds and divert it for another general fund purpose, we're right there defending that. So if they are consulting with the Hawaii Tourism Authority because they control the purse strings and the marketing funds, then it's incumbent upon the Hawaii Tourism Authority to touch base with the Hawaii Lodging Tourism Association, the Waikiki Improvement Association, all the other stakeholders, so that we can together, collectively, figure out, how's the best way that we can help the state.
Have you called them to engage them at all and say, hey, why didn't you even bother to ask us?
Well, fortunately, there are members of the legislature that are reaching out to us, and that's why you saw what happened yesterday on the Senate side. Those that agreed with our position had consulted with us. So, props to Senator Kai Kahele, for example. He reached out. Senator Lorraine Inouye, she reached out. Members on the House side, Representative Sharon Haar, Representative Marcus Ashiro, who support the argument that we've been making, that the general excise tax is the tax that you should rely on. And here's what people on Oahu have to keep in mind. Even with what was offered on the TAT, Mayor Caldwell came out immediately and said that was not enough. And so when pushed to say, well, where are you going to get the additional monies from? He said, I may have to go to real property taxes. Now, I can tell you, whether you're the most vulnerable part of our population, if you own your home or your middle class or wherever you fall in that segment, the real property tax is going to definitely hurt if that's what they're going to do as an alternative funding source rather than the general excise tax.
Right, and all of us are going to have to be considering all that. But back to your point about having everybody come to the table together, if discussion like this is going to happen or a potential amendment happening last minute, is there a sense that you are being shielded from this or not engaged purposely?
No. I think everybody is well aware of where we stand. We are an education advocacy organization. And so I'm not going to stand pat right now that they're at a deadlock. I'm going to work very closely with other like-minded legislators that would like to see a general excise tax as the option. And we're going to see, whether, in fact, we can find common ground. I think right now is a prime opportunity for the governor of the state to step in, because the legislature is at an impasse, and he needs to demonstrate strong, courageous leadership, take a position. And if his position is the TAT rather than the GET, then it's incumbent upon us to figure out what's the best way to do this. If his position is the general excise tax rather than the transit accommodations tax, then those who oppose the general excise tax have to figure out what's the best way to do this. The rail is too far gone. I know folks who don't like it want to see it stop. They want to see us go back. They want to see us return the money. But it's going to happen. It's a question of when. I've always said this, the longer we delay, the more we're going to pay.
A question of when and a question of how, and very clearly, if it's going to be through any sort of amendment, they only have a day to do it, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of discussion today, and we'll be hearing more tomorrow. I want to thank you for the time today.
Thank you very much, Bethan. Aloha.
Mufi Hanneman is president and CEO of the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association. We spoke earlier today. Later in the morning came the announcement that at 1 p.m. the governor will hold a news conference on the legislative session. A letter dated today from the four county mayors is asking him to extend the session to resolve House and Senate differences over the rail bill.